Chapter 5, Preparing for the Next Pulse. On March 10, 2016, 57 agencies, 15 hospitals, and 533 volunteer victims drilled for an active shooter at a middle school. They even drilled that they got the shooter as a victim at the hospital. That means just 3 months before the shooting, they drilled on something eerily similar to what actually happened. Eric Alberts is Orlando Health's Director of Emergency Preparedness.
When you have a situation like the Pulse, and having had that exercise, we actually had a lot of people that told me either by email, text, or in person that having that exercise ahead of time helped save a lot of lives that morning.
So how do you plan for a mass shooting or a plane crash or a bomb? I wanted to see what the training looked like, so I tagged along during this year's training.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thanks for being here today. What classes are we missing right now?
All of them.
All right, that's a good answer.
Woo!
All right, so here's what we got. My name is Ari, and I'm going to be helping run this exercise this morning. So what we've had happen is there has been an explosion, obviously, and you guys are the victims that were gathered around before it happened. We're going to have crews of fire guys coming in to do what we call triage and transport. So when they come, what they're going to do is they're going to sort you by these color codes. They're also going to have to decon you. Everybody ready to get wet this morning?
Yes, sir!
All right. Now, I'm not the guy who's making that weather call, but if it's made, it's going to be wet.
So this is a field. It's pretty much wide open. There's no irrigation, basically no trees except at the perimeter. And you've got volunteers in these pink shirts. Many of them are actually wearing makeup and prosthetics to simulate being wounded in a bomb. And the scenario that they're working on is that a right-wing extreme group bombed four courthouses. And so this open field right now is to simulate the courthouse itself. That way they can actually drive the vehicles up onto it and there won't be any damage to any of the irrigation or anything like that.
I meet Jason Taylor, an emergency management specialist with Orange County. He goes over the exercise plan with me. In this scenario, a group called Americans for an Armed Society has been making threatening statements in news interviews. They're upset about new proposed gun regulations. Meanwhile, in Georgia, a shipment of Cobalt-60 has gone missing, and intelligence groups think it could be headed to Florida. Americans for an Armed Society has been gathering support with several local biker gangs, and some of the rallies have turned violent in recent weeks. One of those arrested threatened that something big would happen soon. And that brings us to today in this fictional exercise. Four courthouses in four separate counties are simultaneously hit with dirty bombs.
Yes, and in fact there is a radiological component. As part of the artificialities, we've actually provided Coleman lantern mantles. So when you have a propane lantern, where the light source is, what actually is contains the propane, has a very slight radioactive signature. So we gave out a handful of those to various volunteer victims so that as they're going through the hospital emergency room process, they're actually being screened for that process, for any radiological material, because then you have contamination of an emergency room, and then that leads to other issues down the line. So they should be detecting that information. It has a very, very slight radioactivity, but it's enough to trip any detectors.
First responders break out special equipment to test the victims for radiation.
So you've got four guys with the Orange County Fire Department with black briefcases. They pull the out of these black briefcases. They're little boxes. They actually look like the traps from Ghostbusters. They're powering them up, putting batteries in, hooking them up to what looks like a microphone. And these are what they're going to be using to check for radiation for this scenario with a simulated dirty bomb. And they're putting on the gas mask now as well. So they're getting completely suited up to, in this case, go into what would be the Orange County Courthouse, where a potential dirty bomb has gone off.
Like I said, if they're walking wounded, listen up, guys. If they're walking wounded,
but they're dirty. Put them to that side. If they're clean, put them to this side, okay? If they can't move and they're dirty, leave them there first. We'll deal with that when we can. And if they're clean, like I said, but just separate them first, okay? Walking wounded.
First responders walk out into the field and begin checking on the survivors.
Can you walk it off?
No. It's in my head.
Jared's going to take these three. They're walking wounded. He's going to take them to decon. You and I are going to go out and pluck one on the stretcher and take them.
They take one of the contaminated victims and put her on a stretcher and bring her to a fire truck to be decontaminated.
All right. Keep your eyes closed.
They bring the patient on a stretcher down to the decontamination scene, which is essentially a fire truck hooked up to a hydrant, and then it has a specialized contraption coming out with three sprays, and they're using this. They use the spray to actually decontaminate the patients as they're coming through. So they're literally taking the volunteers and then walking them through it.
My name's Abe. I'm a reporter with the local NPR station. I was kind of following you the whole way.
I saw you.
Are you interested in being interviewed?
Yes.
What's your name?
Hannah Kaufman.
So tell me a little bit about the scenario there. They had you marked up as contaminated.
Yes, they marked me as contaminated. They came through with I'm not sure what it was, but something to test the radioactivity, and they put me up on the stretcher and locked me in and walked me through the hoses. It was a lot colder than I expected it to be.
So when you signed up for the simulation, were you expecting the...
I knew that there was going to be like a washing down, but I was more thinking my teacher showed us pictures of like people in little kiddie pools getting like sprayed down with a hose. I wasn't expecting to be like on a stretcher, actually walked through like a recontaminated thing. We all have like radioactive pouches.
How
on
they
us.
Did that? So you have little pouches?
Yeah, we have it somewhere on our body. We can't tell them where it is, and they have to find it themselves.
It's definitely possible that after Pulse, people are taking training drills like this more seriously. In 2016, 57 agencies, 15 hospitals, and 533 people volunteered as victims. A year later, it was 80 agencies and 1,200 volunteer victims. That made it the largest training drill in Florida's history.